Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, government committed to effective fiscal management, workers urged to give good customer service, and Jamaica moves up on global energy index. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is reaffirming the government's commitment to the efficient management of the country's fiscal resources. Speaking Wednesday while on an official tour of the new Norman Manley International Airport air traffic control tower, Mr. Holness said the government is taking steps to facilitate linkages across sectors and ensure alignment with the overall objective of economic growth and job creation. A key part of this is the centralization of government funds and, where necessary, the de-earmarking of funds allocated to ministries, departments and agencies.
We have to look at the entire picture and we have to make decisions that are going to inure to the benefit of the whole of Jamaica. So the good fiscal management of public resources require that the government ensures that whatever funds that are under the public domain are available for the whole development of government.
Meanwhile, the Prime Minister also sought to implore workers to strive to provide the best quality service in fulfilling their professional duties. Mr. Holness says subpar service is a major problem, with the potential to turn away possible investors. The Prime Minister related the experience of a multi-billionaire investor responsible for more than 7,000 local jobs, who said he was left feeling unwelcomed after a series of interactions with personnel at one of the island's airports. The negative experience, the Prime Minister continued, has caused the investor to reconsider further investments in the country.
Now, how many have we turned away like this? Every single Jamaican in the public sector or otherwise who serves the public has a duty to ensure that the highest standards are maintained.
In the meantime, Prime Minister Andrew Holness last week lauded the decision to renovate the Curfee Home for War Veterans in Newport, Manchester. Giving the keynote address at a ceremony at the property on April 19, Mr. Holness said the renovation of the house is an invaluable and unique opportunity to give back to those who sacrificed a lot for their country. The Curfee Home was founded in 1958 and sits on approximately 100 acres in the quiet hills of Newport. It provides a comfortable space for all ex-service veterans who choose to live there. 13 veterans currently reside at the home, which has the capacity to accommodate 35 residents. Most of the persons living at Curfee Place are over the age of 70, and some served in World War II. The home was refurbished by the National Housing Trust in collaboration with the Jamaica Defense Force. And Jamaica has moved up 74 places on the World Economic Forum's Global Energy Architecture Performance Index. Speaking at the official groundbreaking ceremony for the Renaissance Project power plant in Old Harbour St. Catherine recently, Prime Minister Andrew Holness outlined that the country's ranking improved from 166 in 2009 to 92 in 2017.
The global energy system is often perceived as slow to change. However, it noted that since benchmark data in 2009, a number of countries have made significant improvements and have climbed the ranks, challenging the view of collective inertia. Jamaica was cited as one of the countries that has made strides in its energy sector performance since 2009.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for tuning in. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.